This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Well, no Phil's yesterday. But not one, but two today. So we look forward to that. Phil's, near the halfway point of the season, obviously in first place. We'll get you set for the tickets for the games today and that whole deal. But basically, one at 1 o'clock and another later tonight. We'll do a lot on the Eagles. They're in training camp in 3 weeks. There's also a chance of getting T.J. Watt. Have to give up something to get him. We'll get to that. More on the Fritz versus me thing. There's just a lot going on, including NBA free agency. All of it with you on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Rich, Rich!
Hello there, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
They have no mosquitoes in Iceland.
Wow, well, I was there, didn't notice, but I mean,
really?
I'm happy to not have noticed.
So I forgot that you were there.
Yeah, I can give you a first-hand report on Iceland. What do you want to know?
Well, are there any mosquitoes?
You know what's the most amazing? James, can I give you the most amazing fact about Iceland as I surmised it?
Sure.
So I asked, we had a tour guide at one point, and I said to the tour guide, I said, what happened here in World War II? Like, I was just curious. Like, you know.
Yeah, Europe, the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like, the Nazis are going all over Europe. Yeah, they're taking everything.
It's a fair question.
So, like, what happened here? And he's, now this will sum up Iceland for you. Ready? He says, the Nazis got here. They were here briefly. And they looked around, and they didn't want it, and didn't want any of it, and they left. Like, they're like, no, we don't want it.
No, we're good.
Yeah.
Is that really what happened?
Have you ever heard of the Germany and Iceland? No. Apparently, they looked at it like, we don't need this waterfall. We'll go somewhere else. So, like, Iceland's beautiful, but it doesn't have, you know.
A lot of strategic value, right? As they say. Yeah.
Exactly.
I believe, the only country on the planet, though, that doesn't have mosquitoes, from what I understand.
Wow. Okay.
Which is pretty crazy.
That is an interesting fact. The waterfalls were wild. I will say that. The waterfalls and all the...
Yeah, I've never heard of
the natural beauty is supposed to be gorgeous.
And the volcanic realities that it creates.
We had an exchange student from Iceland who stayed at our house when I was in 10th grade.
How about that?
What's the language
his
sound like?
Ingi
Icelandic.
Engelsson. His name
is Nordic
it's
type?
Like,
what's it?
I don't remember.
I've never heard.
I mean,
it.
One of the things is, like, almost everybody talks. Everywhere I've gone, people talk English. Like, I haven't gone to the Far East. So if I go into a store in Iceland and say, hey, can I get a Coke? The guy's like, hey, no problem. So I don't know that I experience, like, what their language is. You just talk English and people talk back to you. Anyway, let's open up the phone lines for you. 215.
Wow, that's very cultured.
Very American.
It is what it is. Hey, give me a Big Mac!
You speak English! Yeah.
All right, 215-592.
Just say it louder if they don't understand.
94-94.
Big Mac!
All right, 3 weeks to training camp, guys. 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
John, what are you thinking about this coming football season? Three weeks to camp, the Eagles. What is percolating through your mind this morning?
Well, I love the Eagles. I love where we are headed. I think that this is absolutely a team that will not make the mistakes that we made the last time we won a Super Bowl. I eagerly anticipate the focus, and I'm you know, it's gonna be really amazing to watch the way Nick's gonna grab hold of this thing. I'm very excited.
I thought he set a tone at the parade. I'll just say that he's been very on point with that type of focus.
Nick is really hitting it out of the park. You know, this whole offseason, I do feel like even though there was one OTA day, that's enough. This leadership within the team itself, you know, the young guys and the old guys, that mix, it's a good mix. But, you know, we'll see. We got to wait a little longer to find out. But as I look around the rest of the division, you know, it's New York. There's a whole load of problems.
Yep.
Dallas, holy cow. I can't believe the way they pay one guy $90 million and they've got nothing left for anyone else.
Feels like a two-team race in the division, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. It is two teams that matter in the NFC East. And, man, I'm concerned about what the Commanders have done this offseason.
No one's talking about it, John. No one's talking about it.
And I don't know if you recall, we had to play them twice in the regular season and then again in the postseason. You know, that's probably likely to happen again because this is a good team. They are well coached. And, man, you just perusing the changes that they made this offseason. Of course, we all know Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel as a 49er.
Yeah, sure.
Anyone who's ever played fantasy football knows they've tried to trade for Deebo Samuel at some point because this guy, when he touches the football, he's going to make someone miss. He's going to make plays. He is a wide receiver who's built like a running back, so you can throw him the ball from any distance, any length. He's going to catch that thing, and he's going to run you over or make you miss or, you know, just make a defender look silly. And he's strong, just strong. And now the Commies got him, which, you know, yep. I hate.
Yep.
Laremy Tunsil. We all remember Laremy Tunsil, you know, fell in the draft because of the picture with the gas mask.
Yep.
But Laremy Tunsil has been a really, really strong NFL pro. This is a left tackle for the ages, a guy that, you know, an old school left tackle, a guy you go down and look at his games started, games played, it's 17, 14, 15, 15, 16. You know, like, this is just what he does, and he's really good at defending the blind side of a quarterback.
Yep.
They went out and figured out a way to make this young quarterback, Jaden Daniels, even more formidable to the rest of the NFL.
And he was already really good. He's their main guy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Jaden Daniels is really, really we saw last year that he's precocious. He's ahead of schedule.
Yeah.
And now I just assume with this help, with the additions around him, that they've added the support that he needs. We know, of course, Zach Ertz was a big part of why he was successful. They brought Zach Ertz back in free agency. Bobby Wagner, their inside linebacker, sort of the quarterback on the defensive side, the leader on that side of the ball. You know, so Jaden Daniels doesn't have to worry about that side. He's coming back in free agency. Javon Kinlaw is a really good D tackle. They're bringing him back.
Can I ask you a question just before you keep going? Because this is what I think you're saying, and I'm curious if this is what you're saying. That you think the Eagles are certainly the most likely team to win the division, but that you think Washington is a greater threat than people are aware of, and we shouldn't take even the division for granted.
No doubt.
Essentially what you're saying?
Yes. The division is not secure when you've got a team that's that talented like Washington is, and when they've been active this offseason in a really strong way, like as an opposing team, in a way that's very disappointing to me. I hate to see them
sure.
doing things that make a lot of sense for them.
No, listen, they've improved and they're already pretty good. James, this is crazy talk, what he's saying or not?
Look, it's not crazy talk. We know what the NFL is, but I'm absolutely not concerned about what Washington the way Richie is. I think he is way overblowing how good they are. I think Deebo Samuel, I'm not that scared of. He hasn't been the same player the last couple years. He looks big for what it's worth, not the good kind of big in the training camp. Maybe he'll play himself into shape. They're all old guys. They paid for old guys. I mean, Bobby Wagner's 35 years old. 35, yeah. man.
I've been on some
real
teams
quick, real,
with
I know,
old
they're
guys
old, I know.
That were pretty good.
Take right. a guess. Outside of beating the Eagles last year when Jalen Hurts got knocked out of the game, how many and not including the playoffs, they won the playoffs. How many sure. times in the regular season do you think Washington beat a team with a winning?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Record.
Well, I mean, based on the way you frame it, yeah.
It was the 9-8 Bengals.
Yeah.
They beat Tennessee. They beat New Orleans. They beat Atlanta. They beat a lot of bad teams.
Now, I will say this, though, James, and that is noteworthy. And by the way, they also had an easy schedule because they've been a bad team.
They had an unbelievably easy schedule last year.
But I will say this, and I remember this with like the 2000 Eagles. You feel like there's a sense when you get good that you improve as it goes.
Sure.
And Washington freaking went into Detroit and beat them.
Yeah, but Detroit was beat up at that point. It's a good win. But then the Eagles smoked them.
I know.
Beat them by 30 points in the NFC Championship game. And then
I want to say this one thing about that championship win, which is unbelievably impressive about the Eagles. Because I'm kind of between the two of you. Like, I'm with you. Like, first off, fact number one, we all know.
The division, every year. But also, last thing, the Jaden Daniels, like, don't just assume he's going to get better next year, because whether it's Jordan Love or CJ Stroud or Jalen Hurts after 2022 or whatever, we see these guys have huge breakout years, and the vast majority of times, they take a step back before they take another step forward.
I would say this.
Josh Allen didn't, Lamar didn't, but most do.
Yeah, I think it's the vast majority of time in the last 3 or 4 years. I don't think it's traditionally the vast majority of the time. For some reason, you're right, James, some of those guys did take big steps back. There's no question about that. And Jalen is an example in 2023. He did. But with that said, I mean, if you go back, at least in my lifetime, 80s, 90s, 2000s, when a guy establishes, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, Donovan McNabb,
usually year two, though, that they establish. Well, so things are changing a little bit.
But whenever they've established, like, I don't typically remember the guy. I think Jaden Daniels is really legit. John, I
do too. For
Jaden Daniels is really legit.
And here's the one thing I'll say about that championship win, which was awesome. I mean, believe me, I'm not trying to put any cold water on it. The Eagles created those turnovers. But chances are Washington's not going to fumble the ball four times like they did. Like, that was, it was unbelievable. Like, the Eagles would stick them, and then, like, I would fumble the ball.
But they were way better.
No.
The Eagles were a way better football team.
I don't disagree, but I also don't think they were 30 points better. And I think in people's minds, it's like, oh, my football team's 30 points better. Well, first off, Eagles have lost a lot from the defense. I know a lot of people in March wanted to ignore that reality. Like, I heard a caller earlier today, John, driving in here, talking to John Johnson this morning. It's like, we're the champs. And I wanted to hear, and I didn't hear the whole call, so I want to be fair to John, but I wanted to hear John say, well, yeah, our squad won the championship and are the defending champs. Hey, dude, new season starts. Like, in 3 weeks, training camp, and by the way, in the 30 years we've had a salary cap, there's only been three teams to repeat. I mean, think about who didn't repeat. Five of the six Patriot teams didn't repeat. Peyton Manning at one point won 23 straight games. He didn't repeat.
Wait, didn't the Patriots repeat twice?
Five, I'm sorry.
Four, yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, they repeated once, 03 and 04. That's the only time they repeated.
Oh, because it was the sandwich. Yeah. Okay.
So, like, five of the six Patriot teams didn't repeat. The Eagles in 2017 didn't repeat. The freaking Rams, greatest show on turf, didn't repeat. I mean, I could give you, like, Seattle didn't repeat. So, there's two different levels of conversations. There's the repeat as champions, of which great teams didn't repeat. Great, like, I remember watching the Packers in 96.
The greatest show on turf.
They didn't repeat.
Those Rams teams. Even playing against some of these teams, some of those Peyton Manning led offenses, you were hopeless if you faced them. You were completely hopeless.
I'm with you, John.
But he couldn't figure out a way to win in the postseason. Well, at first.
And even when he did, he didn't again. And like, I guess what I'm saying is
points for a lot of reasons.
So where do you stand on this? So you hear John's concern with Washington, which I largely agree with him. Like, I do think there is a little bit of being asleep at the wheel. We're the champs. We're going to stay at least the NFC East champs.
I agree that we're the champs and we deserve a lot of credit and we are an incredibly built team.
But, John, there's something to be said for.
But they are also becoming an incredibly built team and they have a chance to make noise.
Yeah, and here's
they're
what I'll
say. They're well coached. Yeah, they are tough. I don't like the idea that we got to figure out a way to cover Terry McLaurin. Well, you know, like he and Deebo
if
Samuel.
If he signs.
Right.
What's that?
If he signs. I mean, McLaurin's not coming. Well, as of now, it's holding out.
Here's the deal. Where do you stand on this, guys? 215-592-9494. I want you to think about it. So you've got, you know, trying to win it all. You've got, as John kind of led with today, just trying to win the division. Let's be real. Most of us think the Eagles are going to win the division. If we do a poll where the Eagles are going to win the division, our poll result's going to be in the 90 percentile. But here's the thing history tells me. They don't actually have a 90% chance to win the division. They don't. They don't. I mean, guys could get hurt. The schedule is tough. Washington, I do think, is legit. I do believe that. And Super Bowl hangovers do happen. So where do you stand? And they did lose a lot.
Well, like, injuries. I mean, I don't think anyone has a 90% chance to win division.
But you know, if we do the poll.
Oh, I agree. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm agreeing with you.
Yeah. Yeah. So where do you stand on this, guy? And have we been a little asleep at the wheel based on the we're the champs, we're the champs, we're the champs thing? And it's like, yeah, but new season. Like, you can say we're the champs. Here's what I'd say. That's not accurate anymore. Two things that are accurate. Two things that are accurate. One, the Eagles were the champions last season. Two, the Eagles are the defending champion.
Okay, I'm down with that.
Eagles,
but you're the champ until someone else wins.
The Eagles, in my opinion, with the new season in 3 weeks, are not the champions. We're in a new year, guys. Talk to me. 215-592-9494. Got some thought-provoking stuff for you on the Phils. We'll get to more of the Fritz thing. Phone calls on all of this. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. Hey, let me tell you about something here, which in this case is about PI Dental Center. Isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience and phenomenal experience in complex dental treatment, of which they are the best. It's why I've been there for 2 decades. My mom, a patient there for 3 decades with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough, both board certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants plays for a big-time dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you are struggling with your teeth, well, first off, I'm sorry to hear that for you. That's a bummer. You don't want that. But know this, you can do something about it. You really can. Get to PI Dental Center, located in Fort Washington. Whether it's major pain that causes you problems, or perhaps you just don't like the way you look, and that creates a self-esteem dynamic that causes you problems, get to PI Dental Center. Start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. They can fix you up. Visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation. You know, one other NBA note from yesterday. So the Sixers lost Yabusele, which, you know, I don't, you know, whatever. I know Spike's all up in arms on Twitter about it.
It's very sad.
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
To be fair, what isn't Spike all up in arms on Twitter about?
Yeah, that's true. Here's the thing, though. Obviously, it's very obvious. It's very flat with the Sixers in free agency. And this is why the Paul George move was such a killer. You only get a shot, like one time every 3, 4, 5 years to attack free agency with money where you have it to spend it. Like, obviously, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize Sixers haven't done anything because they don't have any money to spend. Can't go get anybody. So, like, you're hamstrung. Now, maybe they'll make a creative trade. Maybe they'll make an uncreative trade. But the reality is there's nothing much they can easily do. And they had that opportunity last year. And they went all in on Paul George. And it absolutely didn't work. And I just want to point out, that's why this is so flat. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. You can react to the Sixers with free agency, which obviously has been, to use a word, flat. The Eagles, the coming season. We'll get to the TJ Watt thing shortly. And also, do you agree with John that while Washington certainly should not be in any way the favorite to win the division, nobody would say that, that they do lurk as more of a threat than most people are putting out there in the world? I certainly believe John is right about that. And it is noteworthy. No repeat in this division since 04. And by the way, I'll just say this before we go to the phones. Final thing I'll say before we go to the phones. The Eagles aren't the only team from this division to have won the Super Bowl since 04. Like, yeah, 2017 Eagles didn't repeat. 2007 Giants didn't repeat. 2011 Giants didn't repeat. By the way, I'm saying as division champs. Division champs. 04 Eagles didn't repeat as a division champ. 22 Eagles didn't repeat as a division champ. Like, we've had 5 teams reach the Super Bowl from this division in the last 21 years, reach the Super Bowl. None of them repeated as division champs. So I think what John's saying is not crazy talk. Let's go to the phones. Ed in Phoenixville. Ed, good morning.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
That's what you do, by the way, Ed. First time, like, I'll say this season, now that training camp's almost here. There you go.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
nice. No Devin today, there, by Devin. The way. She's off this week. All right, go ahead, Ed. What do you got, buddy?
Oh, so I don't share the same concern that you and John may have with Washington. And I won't mention my guy's name because that's like the most challenging thing. I'm his biggest fan. But Laremy Tunsil doesn't play left guard. He doesn't play center. And he doesn't play right guard. And, you know, that's where Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, okay, I said his name, that's what gave the Washington most trouble in the playoffs last year. So they don't have their entire offensive line sorted. That's number one. And number two, I just don't really see the threat in Deebo Samuel. He's not the Deebo Samuel of 5, 6 years ago.
I agree. He's not as good as he was a few years back. I agree with that.
I mean, he's more than just a guy, but not a situation that, you know, in which it's funny. Like, our biggest question on defense probably is who's going to play safety is likely going to be the guy who draws Deebo Samuel or maybe Cooper DeJean if he's running around in the slot or something like that. But, you know, if Cooper DeJean's on him, there's definitely no concern there. So, feeling pretty darn good about it. The thing that I'm probably most curious about, and it's really curious, it's not a concern, is, you know, what Jalen Hurts does as his next step in his progression as a pocket passer.
It's going to be fascinating. I think that, yeah.
Yeah. And what does, you know, you saw him feeling so uncomfortable under center last year with Kellen Moore, and then slowly but surely he got comfortable. He was making quicker, you know, more decisive decisions in the pocket, and I just want to see that continue under Petullo.
I agree with that. Look, I think the two most interesting things about the Eagles' offense, one, as you said, you know, Jalen finished so strong last year. Does he keep, you know, hitting the ground running from where he ended? And the second thing is, do they lean on Saquon as much? You know, and I think those two things will be by leaps and bounds the most fascinating dynamics to watch.
Indeed. I mean, it's just, I guess, what things you think about during an off day for the Phillies. It's just, but it's that time of year, man. I'm really excited.
No, it is, and a good call. I mean, it really is coming up. I feel like it's kind of sneaking up on us
like
a bit.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
2.5 weeks, right?
Yeah, I mean, well, it's like 3 weeks they hit camp. I mean, it's really...
20 days.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's it's happening. Name the movie, James. It's...
Almost Famous.
Happening. What a great movie. 215-592-9494. All right, well, the T.J. Watt thing happened for the Eagles. We'll get into that reality. There's some interesting dynamic, including a Pittsburgh guy that was on WIP yesterday talking about the possibility of the Eagles trading Nolan Smith for T.J. Watt. It's a reasonable thing to consider. Would you
reasonable.
Do it?
Yeah, okay. For us, absolutely. What do you mean? It's more than reasonable. It is absolutely jump at this offer.
We will dive into that. We will dive into that next. Phone calls on all these topics. Your chance to win Adam Sandler tickets. Great tickets. See, Sandler, are you kidding me? Coming up in a couple months here in Philly. All that and more. Got a call. 215-592-9494. You can only win the tickets if you call to see Adam Sandler. Give us a shout on 94WIP. Well, I hope you're having a great start to your Wednesday morning. I hope I have a good end to my Wednesday night next week, because the baseball competition is we're moving pretty quick to the next one. Baseball Wednesday of next week.
This is good. After a lot of inaction, we've got action.
Get to it, babe. Let's go. All right. So
you babed us.
That's right. Let me give you. Speaking of baseball,
who was that babe directed toward?
The babe you, like all of you. The babe.
The royal you.
The royal
that's
you.
Like the y'all.
It's like the y'all.
The Bay ball, like your bay ball.
Yeah,
almost.
No, I'm all right with that. I got no problem with that. Baseball question, by the way, and we'll get back to the me and Fritz thing in just a moment. But let me introduce to you two different Twitter poll questions of the day about the Phillies, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin Chevrolet wishes the entire Delaware Valley a happy and safe 4th of July. Armin Chevrolet, closer than you think. Together, let's drive. All right, so we talked about this briefly yesterday. After that unbelievable outing from Zach Wheeler two nights ago, Tom Kelly, TK, our own here at WIP, put out a tweet in which he said he thinks Zach Wheeler is the best Phillies player this century. And it was thought-provoking. I hadn't thought of it from that standpoint before, because I've just been of the assumption that Bryce of this group is the best. And then it's just like, well, is Bryce better than the group from 08? And then make your call. And I would say yes, Bryce is better than the group from 08. No disrespect meant to them. But anyway... So we thought, let's put this in a poll question. And we actually are going to go with two poll questions out of the gate, and then we're going to have a different one later in the show. So the first poll question is, we're lumping in the 08 guys, which are, and we ask you this poll question, which of these was the best Phillies player? Here are the four choices. They're in alphabetical order. Cole, we're going by last name. Cole Hamels, Ryan Howard, Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley. Rhea, we've been through this before.
Yes.
Most of us struggle to even answer the question. Cole, Ryan, Jimmy, Chase, best player was who?
I would go Jimmy. Jimmy was always my favorite player.
Would say he's the closest to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I think
so. Although some would say Chase.
I think Chase is closer.
It's close.
I think Chase is going to get in the Hall of Fame, and I don't think Jimmy.
Okay. What's your argument for Jimmy, Ray?
Just with Jimmy, not just what he did on the field, you know, shortstop at the plate. I think he was unquestionably, you know, one of the leaders, along with Chase.
Were the team to beat was a big deal.
It was huge.
That was a big deal.
Like, you know, for him to step up and say that put them on a different level.
It was really bold.
I mean, it was bold.
It's in my book, by the way. I have a whole chapter on the 07 Phils, because that, like, without the 07 Phils, I don't think there is an 08 Phils. And there's three really cool things about the 07 Phils. One, he says at the beginning of the season, we're the team to beat, backs it up winning the MVP. Mm-hmm. Two, it's back-to-back MVPs because Ryan Howard 06, Jimmy 07. And three, they came back from 7 down with 17 to go.
It was one of the greatest ends
it was amazing.
To a season ever.
Yeah, no, it really was wild. All right, so the first poll question is, of that group, Which is the best?
Why does everyone leave Ryan Howard out of the next real nitty gritty discussion on that one?
I don't think they do. But
look, I wasn't paying close attention back then.
Yep.
But everyone talks about these players.
Yeah.
And then they say they tip the cap to Ryan Howard, but he's never in the nitty gritty conversation to be even in the consideration.
So I think he's in it, but here's what I'll say. At his best, he was better than any of them.
Yep.
At his worst, he was worse than all of them.
Way worse.
Yeah. Way worse.
Like light years worse.
Yeah.
And he was also a significantly worse defensive player than both those guys.
But the fact that he was better than everyone.
I know. But these guys also
were
great.
That should matter more.
All right. Nah.
Yeah, I'm more nah, but look, I mean, I've thought about this question 30 times in my life, and I've changed my answer 29 times.
3,000 times.
All right, so of those four, and by the way, you can call us 215-592-9494, because we're ultimately trying to figure out the best Phillies player this century. Second poll question, which of these has been the better Phillies player? I beg people to not vote on recency bias. We do that in these polls a lot. I encourage you not to base it on the last week or the last month, but the duration of their time here. Better Philly. A, Bryce Harper. B, Zach Wheeler. It's really close, guys. It's really close. What we're going to do is you're going to determine through your poll result, and of course we're curious on the phone lines, 215-592-9494, how people react to that. We will then, around 8 o'clock, pit the two winners of these polls against each other for the remaining 2 hours. And then we'll determine the best Phillies player of the century. So get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter, and you can weigh in 215-592-9494. Speaking of baseball, before we get to the calls, I want to reintroduce the Fritz and me thing, because obviously I'm up 1-0. It's been pretty fun and funny radio around here, I think, this week. Fritz is all over the place with his commentary. I mean, sometimes he's puffing his chest out. Sometimes,
how could he possibly puff his chest out?
Well, he did play college baseball, so he should bounce back against me. I mean, let's be real. He should win baseball. Doesn't mean he will, but he should.
Oh, my gosh. So, like, all I did was hear how good he was at golf heading into that last round.
Right. But baseball's like, what he played in college.
Round should shake everyone's faith in what we're talking about.
I agree with you, but he is.
This guy.
I know. Look, he is practicing baseball. Good for him. Let's listen to something Fritz said yesterday, because this is going to be a challenge for him. I mean, the guy can throw. There's no question. Here's Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's yesterday.
I was throwing this morning, and I was saying to myself, you're still the MFing big dog.
You are.
You know what I mean? You didn't go 2-0 in the high school playoffs for nothing.
Right.
Yeah. You might have failed at Bloomsburg. Total failure. Big joke. Everyone still laughs about it to this day.
Yeah.
But you still got it.
You still got it.
What,
you certainly got it more than that, loser.
The word this morning was still in the 80s.
All right. Well, you were throwing in the 80s.
Yeah. That was the word. That was the buzz around Westchester.
Who is it?
And I'll say this, guys, and obviously he goes back and forth between confident and not confident. If he's throwing 80, that's hard for me.
Hold
I mean, 80's something,
hold on,
man.
Though. Like, this is all, we are learning new things when he reveals things like, hey, total failure at the college level.
I agree, John.
All of this stuff is brand spanking new news to me.
Me too this week.
And
I didn't know it either.
Right. I was under the impression that Jack was a college athlete, that this was like a guy who, played all the way through at least, or like even if he wasn't playing, he was pitching, so it was every fifth or sixth or whatever it is at the college level.
Less than
Look, this opens fourth. Up the this opens up the door for me that obviously he wasn't exactly Andrew Painter at the age of 19. Of course, Andrew Painter was in the minor leagues. But the point is,
was it a facade?
Was it all a facade? But I do want to put this out there. If a guy throws 80 against me, he should beat me.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think he does.
Come on.
I stopped playing school baseball in sixth grade.
Based on what we've seen, I think Jack is all about facade. I think he's all about bark, and then there's really no bite. None.
All right.
After calling himself the big dog, he took that shot. I love it. How about it?
I hope what he's saying
Richie's
is true.
Really turning here. This is good. He's flipping completely.
I wish I felt
he
like,
is turning.
Look,
yeah,
and
big
I appreciate
time.
It.
I wanted Joe to like learn a lesson from this. I wanted Joe to be like, hey, you know what? I needed to be a little more like low key, maybe a little less braggadocious, you know, like. But Jack has his own whole set of stuff that seems like, I don't know, maybe it's worse than being braggadocious.
I don't disagree with you, John.
You know, like you got to be able to rise to the level of, you know, just even competing.
You gotta back it up.
I'm shocked at this.
You gotta back it up. And plus, I told you, I'm just a squirrel trying to find a nut. I'm just a little engine that could, if I even can.
Look, much.
No.
I don't know.
To quote Darius Lane,
no.
For the amount of smack you talk for like 2 months leading in, you don't get to do this. Like,
James,
you're the one who you're the reason the competition happened. You're the one who said, I'm a better athlete. I will beat you. Jack was the one who was just like, okay, I'll take on
but
the
I'm
challenge.
Still, I'm still a big underdog in baseball.
I don't know.
Well,
you're not the underdog anymore. You're the favorite.
Well, you
buddy.
Know what, James? Yesterday, 59% still said he's going to win overall. So
yeah, well, you're up 1-0.
I'm just telling you.
Still think he probably should win overall.
Well, I certainly think he should win baseball.
But I doubt that he, like, I am now in doubt that he can sweep the rest of the way. Like, I am now of the belief that as soon as one little hangnail breaks off his finger.
John, if you had been out there Sunday, you would have been astonished by how soft he was.
So I saw the video.
Oh, you did see it?
I did.
I saw
Elliot
a big
had
chunk.
The video. All I right. saw a four. I saw the last
Which,
hole.
Which, by the way, the station still hasn't released.
I saw the last hole.
Astonishing.
I hate to say this. I love Jack. He's my guy. I don't think I've ever laughed so hard at a video. Yeah. Like, Elliot and I were just watching it. Dying because he lost it. He just lost his mind.
He lost it.
Yeah.
Is he going to ever release that?
But
I didn't know it wasn't out yet.
But,
yeah.
Okay.
Here's
the
thing.
Is he blocking?
I don't know.
Is he blocking the video?
That video is something else.
Just put out the
video. Joe, the point where you say from your knees and he actually gets down on his knees to drop it, like I had to pause the video. I was laughing.
And
so
by
hard.
The way, he didn't have to get to his knees.
Well, that's the point. I know. Just drop the knees. But then when he
dropped,
you're yelling. back. You're like, no, John.
You know what also?
You are hilarious. Because you keep going like, you're line five, right? Line five. Just making sure you're line five. Like, you are playing head games.
Rhea, I am a scorekeeper.
Yes.
And he was taking so many shots. I just wanted to make sure we were still on.
Of course you did.
That's fine.
It was so funny.
Okay, now you're line six.
Hold on. That's seven, right, guys? It was very funny.
All right, one in, one out. Now you're nine. Okay.
You destroyed him.
You can hear it. And at one point, when after the ball bounces, Joe like rides past on his cart and he's like, what's going on here? Like it was an elite video.
All right. Well, I hope that video someday sees the light
of
day.
They are protecting him, Joe.
I think so too, Rhea. Who do you think wins baseball?
Well, here's the thing is, he's saying yesterday he was hitting 80, right?
Really is impressive. I mean,
we don't know. I mean, there's no gun.
No,
like,
I know.
He just thinks
I
it was.
All I'm saying is 3 weeks ago, he said his arm was shot.
Yeah. I know.
So.
Well, look, we'll see. You can weigh in on the me versus Jack thing. It's been fun. Maybe not as much for him, but I've enjoyed it.
I thought that he would be able to transform any sort of negative experience, you got to be able to bounce back from adversity, basically.
Yeah,
like,
you do.
That's what you would be able to do had you done this through high school, through college. But now, I don't know that he did that. I think that might be fake.
Look,
the way he reacted is not the way a guy who has done this before would.
It's the guy that quit college baseball. There's one thing he could do that maybe could turn the tide. Shave his head.
The Sirianni move. That's his move. Yeah.
All right, the whole head or just half?
Well, I don't know. All right, real quick, I got to move here. 215-592-9494. You can react to the me and Fritz thing. We got a lot of audio to play, including a lot that they said yesterday. Also, when you call in, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler. It's your My Best Friend Tour. Sandler to Philadelphia at the Wells Fargo Center September 19th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you win the tickets today. In honor of Jose Canseco, who gave us one of the funnier TV moments of all time when he's playing outfield for the Texas Rangers. Ball bounces off his head, goes over the wall. It's technically a home run. It is. It's funny. It's a funny baseball moment. We ask you today for the funniest TV moment of all time. Funniest TV moment ever. Now, I'll say this. I doubt the winning answer will be sports. Maybe it will be. I mean, generally, you wouldn't think it, right? I mean, you got the sitcoms. You got Saturday Night Live. You got all sorts. You do a sports. I mean, you got variety shows. You got all sorts of stuff out there. Funniest late night shows. Funniest TV moment of all time. Whoever provides it at 215-592-9494 is going to see Sandler, who provided a lot of funny TV moments for us. Richie, what are you thinking?
For me, I think it's just got to be Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live.
That's not a moment.
Eddie Murphy at the first time he appeared on Saturday Night Live.
What a cop out. But
it was worth staying up for. For me, it was late. If you stay up to 11:30,
but
that's the sweet spot. I was dying to see it.
Yeah.
It was sort of against the rules for me to stay up, but I did and I could. And Eddie Murphy was all the reason.
Well, he was big and SNL's provided thousands of moments. Seltzer, a TV moment that stands out to you in the funny variety.
So it wouldn't win on this show because no one else watches Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Yep. But the troll toll in the Dayman episode is the hardest I have ever laughed watching television. I couldn't control myself. Wow. It is the funniest thing you've ever seen in your life.
Okay. By the way, same show can be said more than once as long as it's a different scene, different moment. Rhea, funny moment, TV, what hit you?
So, friends, Clark is rewatching the entire series. Yeah. So every once in a while, I sit down and watch a couple with him.
Yep.
When Joey realized that Monica and Chandler were secretly dating.
Yep.
We had to stop it. I was dying.
It's tremendous. It's a great show, and I'm glad you brought it up. All right, everyone, give us a great answer. Funny TV moment, best answer whoever provides it is going to see Adam Sandler September 19th in Philly. Let's go to the phones. Dan calling from Philly. What's up, bud?
Good morning, guys. How are we today?
Doing great, Dan.
Joe, I think you beat Jack in baseball. I don't think, let's say he is throwing 80. Just looking at Jack, I don't think he can withstand throwing 80 consistently for the whole competition. So, that's gonna fade out.
He's gonna spring a leak.
He's already complaining about his arm, right? So how's he gonna throw 80 consistently?
The main thing he's got to do is throw strikes, Dan. Because I'll say this: like I'm okay at baseball. I'm nothing great, obviously. If he throws 70 and throws strikes, I'll probably lose. I mean, I'm just being honest with you. So It is what it is, man.
You mean 80? 70 would lose?
If he throws 70 and throws strikes, I will probably lose.
I don't think he could have location.
But I actually think you're going to lose in basketball.
Well, I don't think we're going to get to basketball, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Oh, you think Jack will win before basketball? Or?
But I don't think you have anything to worry about. My favorite Philly is my no, favorite.
No, not Philly. Not
right,
favorite.
Right, right. It's Chase Utley. But yeah. I think the best one out of that group is Jimmy Rollins. Like Rhea said, he offered his play and he offered that swag that I think brought along the team. So I think he's the most important Philly.
Well, he's very important. I'll just say this. Two things he's got above the rest. And Utley was really good defensively, but he clearly was the best defensive player. And Utley was outstanding, but Jimmy was on a different level. And he was, by light years, the best base runner. So that's where when Jimmy has not the best on-base percentage, and it certainly is not a great on-base percentage, but and it's not just – when I say base running, it's not just about stealing bases. It's about going first to home on a double with ease. It's about cutting a corner, like running the bases and just cutting it tight, man. Like, he was a great base runner, spectacular base runner.
And they were both clutch. And then as for the Eagles, right, as long as they're competitive this year, I'll be happy to watch them. That's the price you pay for winning the Super Bowl, right, is most likely you're not going to win a Super Bowl again. So I think for anybody to get, like, angry or mad at the team if they don't repeat, I think that's just ridiculous. So I'll take a Super Bowl every other year or every 3 years if that's the price
you pay. For sure.
But, you know, there's no reason to be upset or angry with them if they don't. I'm actually not expecting them to win the Super Bowl. So it's like a season of no expectations. If it happens, that's awesome. If not, as long as it's competitive, I'm going to be satisfied.
Well,
but
Dan, if they start out 2-2.
Yeah, and Dan, you don't want them to be 6-7 like they were in 2018 at one point. I mean, that was ridiculous.
Well, that wouldn't be competitive. They should be competitive.
All right, Dan, I need an answer from you.
I expect a lot more out of them than that.
I do too. Dan, Dan, funniest TV moment, which one?
I was thinking of the live variety. So when that dude did the interview about the fire and they said they were throwing babies out the window, unlike Aguilar.
Yeah. That's a great answer.
That is a good answer.
Unlike Aguilar.
Really great. Unlike Aguilar. That's really good, man.
It's classic.
Yeah, unlike Aguilar. Good answer. 215-592-9494. Speaking of answers, we'll give you answers at 7:20 to AMA. The key, of course, you got to get some good fun creative questions in. Good questions. AMA, Facebook, Twitter, and the text line. Three ways you can interact with the show. We'll do that at 7:20. Ben Davis joins us next. We'll get into the TJ Watt situation. Fascinating. Fascinating dynamic. Eagles could acquire him. Should they?
Yes!
We'll find out. Joe Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Summer humidity is no joke. So if you've got the AC blasting, you've got fans going, you got your shades all the way down, and the heat still feels like it's finding its way into your home, then it might be time to check on your windows.
I know exactly what you mean, because I feel cold now in the mornings when I put Carl out. The freezing cold air, the AC, it stays in, and my house feels freezing even when it's sweltering outside. So that's why I'm so grateful we replaced our old drafty windows with Window Nation's energy efficient ones. And for everyone else that's feeling that heat seep in, now's the time. You can get 50% off all window styles plus zero interest for 5 whole years. No interest until 2030.
Zero interest until 2030 is an incredible offer. And installation really only takes one day, so it makes upgrading your home so much easier, even if you've got a busy schedule. Plus, Window Nation has 45,000 five-star reviews, so you can feel safe trusting them with your home, and I've done it with both of mine.
It really is their biggest deal of the year, running now through July 30th. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Do like I did and call 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com for your free quote on energy-efficient replacement windows today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.